Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I've got an idea. Let me tell you how this came about. I need you as an investor, though, because I'm broke, okay? But okay. I need your help. I need you to help me launch this thing, all right? Write a big old fat check for me, okay?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, so this has happened to me twice in the past month.
Your wiener doesn't work?
Look. How can we be business partners if you're going to act like that? Okay. How are you
It was just a guess.
Do you think that the people at Apple and Steve Jobs talk like that to each other?
I'm sorry.
Do you think? No, I don't think so. I think
so
it's very professional.
I'm
trying to be professional.
I'm sorry. That was probably inappropriate. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
So, in the past couple of months...
Although I am thinking about it right now. It's all flopping around.
Oh, okay.
If you don't stop, I will take my idea to somebody else, okay? I'll go to Shark Tank.
All right.
So, twice the last month, okay? I'm in the shower.
Oh, God.
And I'm all lathered up.
Uh-huh.
You know, getting it done, man. Uh-huh. I'm getting it done. Doorbell rings. Dogs go nuts. I'm scared, you know whatless.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't remember if I've locked the door. I don't know who's at the door. That thing terrifies me. So I'm in the bathroom. I have no idea, but the dogs, you've heard the dogs before.
Oh my
they go
God, they're
crazy.
Insane. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, somebody's coming in. I don't know who it is, blah, blah, blah. My wife has left. She's gone to run errands or whatever. She just left. It's not her coming back. I know that, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking that we need a shower monitor that's fog-free, waterproof, that is connected to the Ring device.
Dude, you are brilliant. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
That's so smart.
It doesn't exist.
It should.
So you can see at your front door who's at the door, if they've entered your place or not.
Yes.
If you forgot to lock. But it keeps, because I'm telling you right now, this happened to me on Sunday. My wife, she takes off with a little frog. They go out to meet Grammy
it's
for lunch.
It's happened to everybody. It's happened to every single human.
It terrifies me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I don't really get scared. I mean, I can't get to my gun very fast.
It's
an intruder.
Hot mess.
Yeah, I'm a lathery hot mess. Ooh, that sounds pretty good. I am lathery. But it terrifies me. I literally go into anxiety attacks.
Well, and then
because I'm wondering who the hell is it? Frantic. I'm trying to get the soap off of me. I'm looking for a towel. And the dogs are going nuts. Crazy. And I don't know what's going on out there. And it just baffles me.
So the only thing that I would say is some people do take their phones into the shower with them. There's a glass shower, but some people have that weird one with the pockets on it. Have you seen those shower doors? Are they like shower curtains and they have the pockets on them? So you could press the ring in your shower.
True, that's a lot of work.
But what I'm thinking is the monitor, A, has to be Bluetooth, okay? Because that way you could probably connect to any device that's at
but
safe,
but then
whatever.
People can hack it and see you.
Ooh, that is true. That's a good point too.
Yeah, it doesn't have a camera on it. It's just a monitor, guys.
Yeah, but
it's got to have a camera to be seen.
No.
You're missing my point. Okay. It's only a monitor that's Bluetooth.
All right.
Only a monitor. There is no camera for the bathroom. No. That's not what I'm saying.
Well, that's what you think a monitor is, but they all have cameras.
No. See, this monitor doesn't have a camera. You can't see in that monitor.
I bet it
no.
Does.
So you have that in the bathroom, and it's always on. It never turns off. You don't have to reach up and hit any buttons while you're all lathered up. It's always
on.
Why
do you always do that when you say it like that?
Because that's the way I look at myself when I'm all lathered up.
Say it in a creepy way.
Yeah.
Just every time you talk about the story.
What do you think?
You just do,
You think I'm on to something.
Just kind of makes my pooper pucker.
Over here. I know you're sick. Over here. Hey.
Yeah, visual.
Let me keep your attention. Look, I'm trying to get a big fat check from you. Will you keep your attention?
Yeah.
Is it that brilliant, though?
It's really smart. Are you going to be able to talk to him?
Yeah, you got to put the option to talk to him and be like, what do you want?
You could have a speaker. I guess you could.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really need to talk. The only thing I need is just to be able to see him. But yeah, you could put that feature in there, I guess.
Yeah, like, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, because as far as I know, and I just Googled a few minutes ago, I Googled shower monitors, Bluetooth, Ring. I did it with all of them, and nothing pops up. Nothing.
So, but you know, like all our phones now are waterproof.
But you've got to take it in there and physically, you know, go to your Ring or whatever and blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about a monitor that's always on. So you, when you walk into your shower and turn it on, you can look up and see your outdoors.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, the only thing, if I was on Shark Tank, if I was one of the judges on Shark Tank, I would say this to you, BJ. How many sales do you have?
How many what?
How much do you have in sales?
In the last year.
My projection.
No, sorry. It's too new then.
Well, no, I don't have it made yet.
Yeah, well, you're too early. You're in here too early.
You got to have a product.
You have to have a product, and we need to see sales. That's what's so crappy about Shark Tank. You know, they demand sales already and all this stuff.
They crush hopes and dreams.
Well, you know that the guy that invented Ring was denied on Shark Tank.
Yeah, he was thrown out of
his
there.
His name is Jamie something.
They told him to get lost.
Yeah, and they said it's their biggest mistake ever.
I may go to that one where you see on TV where they, you know, where you can get a patent here. You know, now all you got to do is patent it and then they take your idea and develop it.
Yeah, but I think in the fine print, I think that's like worse than Shark Tank. Yeah, they take 75%.
90.
You're not going to see a dime of that.
Like 90% they take. But if I take 10% of, you know, 50 million in sales, if it's all I can get.
I leave my phone on the counter when I go in the shower. And so I can hear the Ring. Like, I just turned it down. I can hear the Ring. So I could technically open the shower door and go look at it.
Right, but it would be so much easier. That might be too late. See, timing's everything,
Jamie.
Shark
Tank. I'm just saying Shark Tank.
I'm saying timing's everything. If it's an intruder of some type, you want to look up and see what's going on. You don't want to have to get out of the shower and then confront somebody as you're looking for your phone and you're all lathered up.
Although, I will tell you, my Ring has been on delay. It's kind of weird. I'll pull out of my garage, I'll go around the corner, and then my Ring will go off in my car that I just pulled out.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. I was like, that's
mine's
slow to the motion.
Yours is instant.
I can walk out the door like I did this morning. I can walk out the door and literally my phone will start buzzing because it's caught me on camera.
Mine waits to go. My internet's slow, obviously.
Yeah. Well, now see, they do have an Amazon Alexa Echo, and it's a show one with a video screen. I have one in my kitchen.
Right.
So you could put one of those in your bathroom, so it's almost the same thing. But they also made that, they just made that at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. They made that Alexa speaker. That's waterproof. It's a shower head.
Right.
So you can just incorporate a screen into that.
Right. But what I'm saying is it doesn't exist.
No.
As far as I know. And it's got to be waterproof, fog-free, hands-off. Just put it in there, and you just look up, and there's a monitor.
That should be easy to do.
Yeah. Somebody said, don't do the invent help. It's $12,000.
It is.
Yeah. I had a patent through them. I couldn't afford the marketing, so they just niched my...
But I don't have a problem with that because Jamie's writing the check, not me. She's my investor.
I'm not writing the
check. I told you, I'm broke as a joke, man. I can't do this. I'm trying to pull her in on this activity.
You know why I'm not writing a check?
Why?
Because you're not a doer. It's a great idea, but you just talk and talk talk.
If you write a check big enough, I'll hire a doer.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.